Blog Talk Radio.
Praises, God, let your presence fill this place. We acknowledge, Lord, that we're nothing without you, God. Fill us today to overflow. We sing hallelujah.
Lord, we love you.
Lord God, we thank you and we praise you. We sing hallelujah to you in the name of Jesus. We honor and glorify you, God, and we want to tell you how much we love you. We thank you for this opportunity to come together on this evening for Tehillah worship. Abide, may we abide in your presence, God, bask in your glory, and soak, Lord God, in your loving anointing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're going to speak to us individually and corporately on this evening. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints and friends, and welcome to another episode of Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. And for the next hour or so, I am just going to set an atmosphere where you can study the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, speak to your God and King, and tell him all about it. Just pour out upon him. Know that he cares for you. And he is setting up this opportunity right now just for you to spend some time with him. We are looking at the week ahead, and I just want you to be spiritually and emotionally and mentally and psychologically prepared for whatever is about to happen, whatever engagement you will have, whatever trial or tribulation you may face, as well as whatever joys and bliss and blessings and promises that you are anticipating from God on this week. So that's all that this is about. So I invite you now, as we enter into our moment of meditation and prayer, I invite you to find you a nice, comfortable seat, chair, couch, bed, whatever it is. You may still be in your car, you just pull it over, or whatever it is. Get your word, get the sermon notes from today's message if you went to church, and just open up your Bible, and let's begin to set some time for you to get into his presence. This is Tehillah Worship. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations.
And I cannot see. I know I can call.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. But I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Hey, and for the moments that I know you kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus. Oh, my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. Amen. Before we go on this evening, I want to make sure that I invite every one of you all to Laborers for Christ Ministries Sexual Relational Healing Retreat. It is taking place Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this Thursday, starting November 19th through the 22nd at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont, Illinois, and all roads will lead to this retreat. You do not want to miss it, where our theme is Stand, Endure, Overcome. If you want some information, please call 773-779-2900, or you can go to the website at laborersforchrist.org. That is laborers-for-christ.org for more information. It is a free retreat, and it is 72 hours of nonstop ministry. Thursday night is for leaders. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is for the entire body of Christ. We have opportunities for ministry for youth and young adult as well, so you can bring your children. And like I say, it is free for the entire retreat, and all are welcome, all are welcome. Again, for information, you can call 773-779-2900 or go to laborers-for-christ.org. And I hope to see you there. Hope to see you there, because you do not want to miss this year's Sexual Relational Healing Retreat, November 19th to the 22nd in Rosemont, Illinois at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. So with that, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord give you peace. I thank God for you, you, and you. Have a blessed week. May the Spirit of the Lord be your guide, be your strength, and be the wind beneath your wings. Have a wonderful week. And I look forward to hearing from you again soon. God bless.